Well, they say they've been up all night. I'm not sure exactly what that means, whether it means that the actual main players have been up all night or their advisors and private secretaries have been up all night. But we do have Boris and Jacobs Rees-Mogg, and they are in a studio in London in Westminster on the line. Morning, fellas.
Hello.
Good morning. And we also have Leo and Pascal, and they are outside Leinster House at the
morning,
moment.
Ian.
We'll have a chat
morning,
with
Ian.
Them. Morning, how are you doing?
Ready to go.
Okay. Well, listen, let's go to Boris. Where are we at the moment, Boris, with this whole thing? People are wondering. They're sick of us, but they're wondering.
Whoa, where are we? Well, yes, we are nearly there. Carpe diem, this glorious horse called Brexit is nearly home and hosed, my friend. We have jumped Beecher's Brook. We are over the chair. The backstop has been cleared. We're over the water. We're coming around the final bend. And the people of Britain are veritably roaring on this great horse Brexit to victory.
Excellent. Hopefully there's a winner all right. Winner all right. Leo.
Unfortunately, you're being ridden by Arlene Foster at the moment. I just sent out a tweet there going, the DUP can't even. I didn't think anybody could get excited by Brexit, Ian.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty turned on at the moment. It has to be said. Brexit is such a tease.
Pascal,
yes, it
really is dragging on forever, isn't it?
Yes, Ian.
Let's be realistic. Come on.
Well, I always am.
Yeah.
Yes, Ian. It is a bit like an indie music festival at the moment, Castle Palooza or something. There's very little sleep going on, and basically everybody's talking shite and nodding their head like they know what the other fella's talking about, and kind of disagreeing with them. Even Tony Connolly is calling this the Daft Punk agreement. We're up all night to get lucky, Ian.
Hey, Jacobs Rees-Mogg, are you there as well?
Yes. Yes, of course I'm there.
The DUP, they still seem to be the main problem. I mean, it's breaking even the morning, isn't it?
Well, do you know, if there are three letters that I'm intensely and increasingly wearying of, it's DUP. In my spare time, I like to dabble occasionally and rather unsuccessfully in the field of anagrams.
Right.
But it has not escaped even me that it's DUP is a direct anagram for stupid.
It's DUP. Very good. Leo.
I am.
There seems to be a lot of positivity. You seem to be very happy with the way things are going. Was it that meeting with Boris that made all the progress? I mean,
picture
of the two of you, you know, walking down that tree-lined street, it looked very autumnal and all that kind of business. You looked amazing in it. Very commanding and, you know,
in
you
the
were the man. Yeah,
no filter in.
Really?
No filter on the picture.
Wow, amazing.
I actually had 40,000 likes on Instagram.
Wow.
And for about 10 minutes, Statesman Leo was trending on Twitter.
Really?
It's absolutely fantastic.
Sorry, I'm just going to have to leave you there. I'm just going to have to leave you there. Willie O'D is on the line. Hello, Willie.
Hello.
How are you?
How are you, Ian?
How are you doing?
Look, can I just say to Leo and Pascal there, now that this thing is done, yeah? Can we stop talking about Brexit and stop talking about the real deal, the election?
Oh.
I've got my posters done. I've had my moustache trimmed down at the Grafton Barber and the cable ties are ready to go.
Cable ties? What are they for?
The posters!
What do you think
I'm talking about? Tying up voters in Limerick. 50 Shades of Fianna Fáil. Let's get it on.